Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
We've said it before, but one of the things that gives us the most hope during these challenging times is seeing younger generations tackling today's problems. Today, we're going to share the story of an amazing young woman who at just 8 years old started her own nonprofit to help the homeless in Milwaukee. Peyton saw firsthand the gravity of homelessness when she learned that her mother's uncle was homeless. She initially wanted to invite homeless children to her birthday party so they could have a good time. The pandemic complicated that plan. So Peyton went on to found her nonprofit, Eye of a Child. There, children and adults can make donations to give homeless children sustainable gifts, as well as everyday living necessities. We spoke to Peyton to learn about Eye of a Child and her inspiring work. Here's what she had to say. Peyton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So you started a nonprofit for homeless children called Eye of a Child. What does Eye of a Child do, and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, first, what made me come up with the idea is I've seen homelessness close up with my own uncle, and I didn't like that. And I did some research and figured out that there's also children that are homeless. And I also learned that there are more than 2.5 million children that are just like me that are homeless. And so I didn't like that. And I asked my mom if I could invite 100 homeless children to my 8th birthday party, and she said, well, not quite, but maybe you can do something to bring awareness to it. And I said, okay, how about we start an organization or a business or something? And she said, yeah, sure. And of course, both of my parents helped me come up with a name, and that name was Eye of a Child. And it's a organization that helps bring awareness to child homelessness. And how we do that is we make heart crayons and t-shirts, and we sell those items, and the money that we get from people buying it goes to the homeless shelters that we go to. And also we get hygiene product donations and toys for the younger children that are there.
And the pandemic was especially hard on the homeless. What did Eye of a Child do differently during the pandemic?
Well, what Eye of a Child did differently was we kind of took a pause with pop-up shops and interviews or podcasts, but we still got donations and toy donations, and we still were raising money for Eye of a Child. And whenever we got to $500, we went to a shelter and we gave it, and we gave that $500 to the shelter that we went to. And I recently just gave a lot of donations and a $500 donation to Sojourner Truth.
That's amazing. Well, I do want to talk about Joy House, the women's homeless shelter that you work with. What's been your experience working with Joy House?
My experience was I was very elated at that time, and it feels good to give back. And like, you don't need to keep everything for yourself. I love helping others that are less fortunate than me. And I love helping anybody, actually. And so that's why I love I Have a Child.
So you originally wanted to share your birthday with other homeless children, but you couldn't because of COVID. Do you have any plans for your next birthday?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I just had a birthday, and I turned 9 on May 2nd. And for that birthday party, it was a community birthday party. And so a lot of people came, a lot of close friends and close family came, and even the police officers in that spot came, and people in the community. And whatever gifts they got me, I donated them to the homeless shelters that we went to. And a lot of the gifts I got, like I said, I donated it. And it felt good actually doing that. Like, I wasn't sad or anything, because I don't need anything. Like, the children need stuff. Like, not in a rude way, but I'm saying, like, they deserve it. After all they've been through, they deserve the gifts that I got.
Well, that's incredibly generous of you. I'd like to know, what have you learned since you started I Have a Child?
What I learned is I love giving back to children or adults who are less fortunate than me. And you can do whatever you want. I mean, I don't have to do I Have a Child, but it's my choice. I want to do it. And it's amazing. I love it. It's so fun. And it's not sad. It's just, it's rewarding. And just, it's amazing to give back. You don't have to give up on anything. You might make a mistake, but that doesn't mean you can't do what you want to do. Follow your dream, like I am.
Do you have any role models that inspire you?
My role models are really just my parents and close friends and close family, because without them, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish this. And my dad, my mom, my stepdad, my mom's really close friend, Mr. Tony, just a lot of people and a lot of close family and friends, like I said.
And lastly, I'd love to know what your dreams are for the future.
Well, I'm very interested in science, and I really want to be a scientist when I grow up. And of course, I'm still going to keep track of I Have a Child and keep giving different shelters $500 and different donations. And also, I want to be an Olympic swimmer.
If talking to young women like Peyton doesn't give you hope for the future, nothing will. So here's something good for today. Peyton is a shining example of the generosity and empathy of the next generation. She saw an opportunity to help, even at her young age, and continues to spread her generosity and inspire other children to do the same. Peyton shows us that even the smallest spark of an idea, such as inviting homeless children to her birthday party, can inspire a greater movement. Today, she receives donations from all over the country on behalf of homeless children. If you'd like to learn more about Peyton's incredible work, or where you can donate, visit iHaveAChild.org. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to SenecaWomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.